The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Police and hunters in Fukushima in Japan are searching for an extremely intelligent bear that apparently evaded capture by unlocking a window all by himself or herself from the inside. Jay Allen is with us, publisher with Unseen Japan. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Claire. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Delighted to have you. And tell me about this bear, described as extremely intelligent. Why?
Yeah, that's the phrasing I've seen in the Western press, not so much in the Japanese press, but it does seem pretty smart. The incident started in a company car park where what appeared to be a wild bear was caught on CCTV cameras mauling an employee. A passerby drove by with a car and scared it off. But then the bear ran inside to a building, attacked a second man, and it hurt another two people before holing up in a factory. This was on Wednesday. It caused a mix of serious and minor injuries. And as of today, Friday, it is still on the loose.
Okay. And they did get him with a tranquilizer dart, but it had no impact.
They did get him with a tranquilizer dart. The officials here in Japan and in Fukushima admit they don't really know why the dart didn't take effect. Other wildlife experts say these failures are fairly common. A dart like that has to stay embedded a second or two to inject the full dose. So if it was a glancing hit or the bear's a really thick-furred bear, it could mean that barely any got in. There also, this bear holed up in a factory. So there's a lot of resistance to use rifles because they were surrounded by flammable material.
Okay, so this bear then managed to open the window in the factory and escaped. It was also seen drinking from a tap. So we've got to assume that it
Yes.
was able to switch that, turn the tap on by itself, unless it was running. We don't know that, but let's continue with the theory that this is a clever bear. But it's one of
Yes.
many causing problems in Japan because bear attacks have been on the rise, haven't they?
They have, yes. In this year up until March, there's actually been a record 13 people killed in Japan. And there's been another 238 serious attacks. That's also a record. And the number of sightings have roughly doubled in 2 years. So if we ask why that's happening, the causes are generally human-made. I know a lot of people probably know already that Japan is experiencing a depopulation, but that depopulation is even more marked in rural areas like Fukushima, for example, because a lot more young people these days are seeking economic opportunity in the larger cities like Tokyo and Osaka. That leaves a lot more abandoned land, and that basically encourages the bears, gives them more room to roam, so they go up more to the forest edge a lot. There's far fewer hunters than they used to be. As the old population of hunters dies out, a new generation isn't replacing them. And there's some environmental factors as well. So poor nut harvests have been linked to climate change, and those push hungry bears further and further into town. There was an incident last year in Akita Prefecture where a bear actually holed up in a department store for about 48 hours or so before they managed to get it out.
Okay, and people are upset when the bears are shot, aren't they? That causes problems because people think that that is the wrong solution to this problem.
There can be, yes. So as a lot of people probably know, Japan has some of the strictest gun laws on earth. And up until recently, hunters were even just banned from firing in built-up areas without a police sign-off. Japan changed that law, so there is a new emergency shooting law that took effect last September. Local governments can authorize hunters to shoot a bear on the spot. But like I said, that happened in Akita in the department store supermarket occupation. They tried to get the bear out through peaceful means, and they ended up shooting and killing it. And then the local government was flooded with over 100 complaints. The governor of Akita Prefecture actually got so upset over the complaints that he threatened to send bears to people's houses if they kept calling
in.
Oh
my goodness. So this bear,
yeah.
the smart bear, as we're calling him, mm-hmm. who managed to open the window and perhaps turn on the tap as well. Does anyone know where this bear is?
Nobody knows where the bear is right now. Schools were closed on Thursday as a precautionary measure. They have reopened, though many of the schools are keeping their doors and windows locked. So people are still kind of on high alert. No one knows if the bear is still in populated areas or if it's gone back to the wild. The hunt continues.
Okay, now I know you said it was Western media who dubbed him smart, but it was the city mayor who started it because he said, "I believe it was an extremely intelligent bear." So it has caught on here in the West. Jay, thank you very much for joining us. One of our listeners says, "How are you missing the obvious smarter than the average bear pun?" Well, you've done it now. I can't do it now. You've done it, haven't you? Get in touch 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.